Good day, and welcome to the KUKA AG Q1 2012 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us so early today. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations of KUKA. Today, Dr. Reuter, CEO, and Mr. Schuler, CFO, are with me to discuss the financial results for the first quarter 2012 with you. Today's presentation is also available on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. Now I would like to hand over to Dr. Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, Stefan Schuler and I warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of the first quarter of KUKA for 2012. We are generally very satisfied with development in the first three months of the current business year. In the first quarter, we not only achieved an increase of over 50% in orders received, but also set a new record for the quarter with over 600 million. Both divisions, Robotics and Systems, contributed to this outstanding result. Robotics achieved around 265 million and Systems around 344 million. The strong development in orders received was primarily driven by the automotive sector, and as repeatedly reported in the press, our main customers, Volkswagen, Daimler, BMW, and Ford, are not only performing successful in the market, but also are investing heavily to maintain their dynamic growth in, I think the most important parts are the outside of Europe and U.S. with the BRICS. In addition, and that's important for us, Robotics also set a new quarterly record in the first quarter for orders received from general industry with close to 90 million. The group was also able to record an increase in sales of up to 13% to 367 million. We are working on this level of sales on a very high level of capacity utilization. Driven by the development in sales and the higher sales share from general industry, we have also continued to improve our EBIT. After 15 million of EBIT in the first quarter of 2011, we achieved almost 22 million in the first quarter of 2012. The margin has improved equally satisfying, rising to 6% for the group. Robotics was able to exceed its target margin of 10% in the first quarter. The division achieved a result of 10.4%. Systems was also able to improve its EBIT margin, recording increase from 3.8% in the first quarter 2011 to 4.4% in the first quarter 2012. Our strategy of growing profitably and to achieve further improvements, we demonstrated once again in the first quarter, and KUKA is with this on the right path for the whole year. The earnings after tax have also benefited from this development and are improving steadily. After 5.4 million in the first quarter, we achieved 10.8 million in the first quarter 2012. The figures thus doubled. As these results show, we have got off a fantastic start in 2012 and can thus be more specific about our guidance 2012. We believe that sales should be at least 1.4 billion, and we are expecting around 1.5 billion euro for 2012, and we aim to achieve an EBIT margin of at least 5.5% in 2012 and are expecting a range in the range of 5.5%-6%. Coming on the next page to orders received. Orders received again were up 52% in the first quarter compared to the same period of the previous year. We have thus significantly outperformed the mechanical engineering sector, which fell 9% in the same period. One important figure where we focus on is the book-to-bill ratio, the ratio of orders received to sales. In the first quarter, we achieved a figure of 1.64, which also gives us a high level of confidence for 2012. The robotics and automation market of VDMR experienced an increase of 8%, significantly higher than the rest of the mechanical engineering sector. Robotics saw a rise in new orders of almost 45% to 265 million and was thus much stronger than the comparable segment in Germany. Coming to sales. Sales growth continues. Driven by the strong dynamic development in new orders, sales were up 13% on the previous year from 327 million to 367 million. Order backlog also continued to rise, totaling almost 1 billion as of March 31st, 2012. The capacity of the operative department is thus fully utilized until well into the current business year. Robotics and systems are currently working at very high capacity utilization, particularly in robotics, where we are supporting the growth by expanding our assembly capacity in China. We are nonetheless doing all we can do to maintain our hard-won efficiencies by means of cost reduction program. For example, we are looking carefully when we are taking new personnel to manage the growth, particularly in systems where we are taking only or have a very high disciplined approach to get new people, and are thus focusing on temporary workers, with greater focus in these areas than in the permanent workforce. So the temporary workers grow by 25%, while the steady workforce only grow by 10%. Coming to profitability. In the first quarter 2012, profitability took another step forward. The EBIT margin was up on the previous year from 4.5% to 6%. The primary driving force behind this development were increased sales, improved utilization of production capacity, but also important, the relatively high share from general industry, which tends to be associated with higher margins. At the forthcoming Automatica trade fair, in just 2 weeks' time, we will be showing how to plan or how we are planning to expand our long-term sales share in general industry to grow, especially for robotics. Coming more to details in the group financials. EBITDA has risen to 29 million compared to 21 million last year. CapEx in the first quarter was around 30 million after 4 million in the last quarter of 2011. The reason for the significant increase was not only expenditure for technical equipment, but also greater investment in research and development and increase in intangible assets. The percentage of overall CapEx dedicated to R&D rose from 27 in the first quarter 2011 to 47 in the first quarter 2012. All in all, CapEx in the first quarter 2012 totaled around 3.5% of sales and was thus within the range of 2.5 to 3.5 specified in our guidance. The workforce growth rose from 6,192 in the first quarter 11 to 6,800 in the first quarter 2012 by 10%, driven by the growth in the sales. Growth of the workforce was, however, disproportionately low. Despite the strong rise in orders received, the free cash flow was almost balanced at around minus 0.8 million. Looking at both divisions, both robotics and systems, the next page, contributed to the strong development in the first quarter 2012. Robotics recorded a sales increase in the first quarter of 12% to 153 million. This figure benefits from the high growth in the general industry and the service sector. The EBIT margin has continued to improve steadily, reaching 10.4 in the first quarter 12. We have thus achieved our promised target margin of 10% in the quarter for the first time. Systems record a sales growth of 7% to 220 million in the first quarter, and the EBIT margin compared to the first quarter 2011 also improved significantly year on year to 4.4 now. Coming to our guidance and for the outlook of 2012. Orders received in the first quarter 2012 were excellent, and we have achieved a new record with over 600 million. Especially as systems, we expect that there is a trend towards more major orders being placed in the first half of 2012 than the second half of 2012. We are thus expecting the level of orders received to be higher in the first half of 2012. With order backlog totaling almost 1 billion, we have not only a clear picture of the business situation in 2012, but also a high capacity utilization. On the profitability, the maxim of our strategic business is profitable growth. In accordance with the guidance, it can be seen that the EBIT margin is set to rise at a stronger rate than the sales. The factors behind this development are as follows. On the robotics side is clearly the increase of sales of Quantec and KSC4 and the higher sales share in general industry in the full year 2012. For systems, One is the better price quality of orders, and then clearly the working on the internationalization of the value creation. The results in the first quarter were very good, and the market shows a very dynamic development for automation. We see lots of further automation, not only in Europe, but more importantly in Asia. We are thus concretized our guidance for 2012 and are expecting sales of around 1.5 billion, and we expect that the EBIT margin should be accordingly between 5.5 to 6%. Thank you so far, and Stefan and myself, happy to take your questions and know that you we have to look on the time.
Thank you. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question from Sven Skvansky from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. First of all, congrats to the great results. Two questions from my side. The first one is regarding the high order intake. And also given that the margins that these orders entail are probably quite high, is this sustainable also going into the second quarter? And the second question is regarding cash flow, which has been quite strong. Do you also foresee that you are actually able to post double-digit free cash flow generation for this year?
I think on the order intake, it's important to mention that, first of all, we have the two business, robotics and systems. Robotics is earlier in the cycle, so it remains very on a high level in order intake and also on the sales side. In systems, we, as mentioned in previous calls, it's later in the cycle compared to robotics, and we have seen a tremendous order intake in systems. As mentioned, we see in systems, and both are on very high levels. In systems, we see that there are major orders in the first half of the year, and therefore we're expecting that the numbers we see in the first quarter is no must that it's also the same in the second half of the year. So I think it's more front-end loaded 2012, and we have thus a very good starting point in 2012.
Concerning the cash flow, the clear target of Till and myself for this year was set at the beginning to say that we target for a debt-free position at the end of the year 2012. When you consider then the net debt was some 32 million at the end of last year, this gives you a hint that we expect and targeting for a double-digit free cash flow for the full year 2012.
Does this also reflect any dividends that you may pay out?
Well, the cash flow for 2012 includes then the dividends for the 2011 General Assembly, and so far we have never mentioned that for this year we're paying dividends for 11. If you pay dividends for 12, then it's also a position in the financial cash flow.
Okay, so no statement yet. Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
We'll now take our next question from Sebastian Ubert from EUBS. Please go ahead.
Roman, just a quick question on the robot segment. With almost 50% of orders coming from general industry now, do you see that you have reached your targets here and that this will be a level going forward to, say, remain at that share, or do you see some one-off impacts here that that should come down further, say, to a more normalized level?
Maybe just to be honest, robotics had an order intake of 265 million in the first quarter, and out of the 265 million, the general industry share is 90 million. Yeah? So right. What you see here is that also automotive is in robotics very strong at the beginning of the year. Clearly some services included in the order intake. But what you can see here that we have a very high level on the record level on the train industry, but it's still the big trend, the CapEx driver from the automotive industry, that the OEMs are investing heavily to maintain their dynamic growth. That's the main driver, whilst we are on the same time working on the GI part. And so as you also can see on the margin side in the first quarter, we had a higher share of China industry, therefore also to be better at the target margin. But we expect, for example, for the second quarter, more automotive in sales. Therefore, that's also will have some impact on the margin.
I think it's important to avoid misunderstandings. We have had a very high share in China industries in the first quarter revenues, which boosted the margins thanks to the market mix. But the order entry, as you mentioned, was heavily driven by auto.
Right. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take our next question from Stefan Augustin from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen, and also congratulations from my side on these results. I saw in your P&L statement that actually the expensed R&D has slightly declined year over year, but did I get this correct in your opening statement that you have capitalized a higher share of R&D? And as you indicated that you would probably ramp up your R&D expenses overall in 2012 compared to 2011, do we have to, let's say, factor in a higher volume of expensed, so P&L active R&D in for the remaining quarters? The second question would be with respect to the holding result that seems to be a little higher than normal. Are there any, let's say, one-off effects or specialties contained in there, and what do you expect for the full year here?
Have you got the question?
So
okay. I will answer the questions concerning R&D. There's no change to our guidance we have given at the beginning, that we expect also high expenses in the first quarter. We have high capitalization, but we have, let's say, lower expenses in the first quarter. But for the remainder of this year, we are further staffing R&D, which then also adds expenses to the P&L, not only to the capitalized portion on the one hand. And on the other hand, we have then in some projects also not only personal expenses in the P&L, but also material expenses and third-party services. So I would say that's a spotlight in the first quarter. The expense position R&D is a bit lower compared to the numbers you should expect for the following three quarters. So no change on that, no real change. Concerning the holding result, as you mentioned, it's a bit higher, where we have also increased staff also in the holding. It's also then concerning our principle also to further guide and also control the operational areas. For this year, today, I would expect the holding expenses in the range of maybe then more 13, maybe to 14 million compared to the 12 we had in the previous models.
Okay, thank you. And two follow-ups here. First, you have a quite higher tax rate in the first quarter, which is probably a result of, let's say, good profits in the U.S. What do you expect as a full-year tax rate? And the final one would be, have you seen any changes? Let's say you have very good order intakes and systems, and with a down payment willingness of your customers, or let's say the financing schemes of the orders you received in the first quarter.
Okay. Well, concerning tax rate, we are calculating with expected tax rate. So what you see now is also the expected tax rate we have so far for the full year. As you mentioned, it depends also on the split of the profitability in the different regions. However, it's important for you that in the tax expenses we also have deferred tax expense through the utilization of losses carried forward. So the interesting position is really the cash-driven taxes, and some 60, maybe some lot more than 60% is really a cash-based tax. The other portion is really utilization of loss carry forward.
On the question number two on the down payments, what we see in systems, and the down payments are primarily systems-driven, we don't see a change in the behavior of our customers. It's still driven by the demand by our customers and by their CapEx programs. So we have a typical down payment scheme in Europe, and we do have a typical in the U.S., which is different, where the U.S. is more, you know, where we do have to finance more our customer side, but the general pattern and the behavior of our customers is unchanged. And also I think if we mention our customers, Volkswagen, Daimler, BMW, Ford are customers which are, you know, are driving the globalization of the automotive industry, and also have shown the last year that they have performed very profitable also in the first quarter, and therefore have a stable basis to spend CapEx. And I think we are, you know, clearly benefiting from our good standing or good progress making customers here.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll now take our next question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Three questions from my side. First is, you achieved 600 million order intake in the first quarter, so saying that it's front-end loaded, it's very nice. So could you give us a feeling of what we could expect of order intakes in the first half, and maybe what percentage of total order intakes for the year could be? Just a rough guess. Second one is that the auto share of robotics order intakes was very high in Q1. So is it then fair to assume that we see significant lower margins in Q3 and Q2? And finally, maybe I missed that one, could you give me the regional sales split for the BRIC countries and China in particular?
Well, I will start with the margin question concerning Q2 and Q3. If they are significantly lower, if you recall in the last page of the presentation where the guidance is mentioned that the EBIT margin is expected at current in the range of 5.5 to 6%, let's assume things running well and let's then more focus on the higher end of this range, then you see that you shouldn't expect some significantly lower margins in Q2 and Q3, but especially in the robotics business, we said at the beginning of this year that we normally should see the 10%, but take into account further activities and increasing the R&D expenses especially, which brings then robotics to 9.5 to 10%. So I would say, especially for the second and also partly for the third quarter, for robotics, at least you should be prepared to see it in the lower range, some 9.5 around, which is mainly due then to the higher auto share in the market mix of the revenues. And then quite normalized Q4 especially, I would say, in, from today's perspective, which then bring you then to the end model with 6% roughly then EBIT margin if things run well, and robotics between 9.5 to 10. Let's see if we make the 10. This depends also how the market helps us and how the market mix in general industry will work. You know that the general industry, especially Europe, is a very important and a key market for the robotics so far. For sure, we are increasing also the GI business in the other regions, especially Americas and in Asia and China. But so far, dominating market in GI is Europe, and we have to carefully watch now what happens in Europe, especially after the elections, how stable is the business in Europe, and this is something we have to take into account when we try to achieve the 10% target, especially in robotics.
I think on the order intake side, on the first question, the front end loaded, but if you number for end of second quarter is maybe more specific, but if you have the base of 600 million and add from robotics some 150, which is maybe a good guessing for a quarter, and on the system side 200, you are in the range of 950 to 1 billion, I think, which is a fair assumption for the first half, and then that's our, we will see, we can clearly tell it to you in August. On the regional sales, out of the 367 million, approximately 10% are coming from China on the sales side. I think that is clearly one important focus for us, also for the future. And you've seen there also are, the three drivers for automation, wage increase, quality, and throughput are also themes which are heavily discussed over the last 2 months, and therefore clearly working to increase the China share, the Asian share more by adding assembly capacity, but also by penetrating the market. And clearly the Automatica fair in two weeks' time, where you're all heavily invited to come, will show that we are focusing more on GI, and the China's market is clearly a big part of the general industry. And with the new product, we clearly planning to grow further here.
Okay, and is the order intake share of China higher than the sales share? And the second one, again, on order intake, is that 350 for the second quarter looks very conservative. Is it just a cautious assumption, or do you have doubts in the growth of demand?
No, I think we should look at the full year. So we have adjusted, or we have concretized our guidance to 1.5 billion sales, and also to a margin of 5.5 to 6%, closer to 6. We clearly want to be in order intake higher than the 1.5. So I think that is something where we cross the bridge when we come to it. And now we are in the beginning of May. We had a fantastic start. We don't see any slowdown. But as mentioned, we see it more heavily in the first half of the year, and therefore, I think it's our prudent Kaufleute. So it's, I think we are starting here, and want to guide you where we see it, we expect it, and are happy if we can further potentially adjust our guidance in August. But today we are in May, and see that the 150 and 200 should be at least available, and that's the basis for our further work.
And I would say, when you mention, are we very conservative with some 350 roundabout order intake, I would say we have to look into the first 6 months, is then 950 to 1 billion. I think that's a very good scenario, and it's important that systems business, especially the large orders which come from the body in white business, is no business without seasonalities. You have big tickets, which peaked in one quarter and flattened out in the first quarter. So you shouldn't, I would be reluctant to accept your position that 350 for Q2 is conservative, because I think we must not only consider quarterly numbers in the order numbers, especially in systems.
Okay, thank you.
As a final reminder to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take our next question from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Coming back to order inflow, I think you didn't answer the question from my colleague concerning the regional split of order inflow, so maybe you can give us some details here. And additionally to this, I would be interested in orders you have received. Can you give us maybe some flavor? What is the investment motive behind this? If you have some insight here, if it's mainly capacity expansion customers are doing at the moment, or is it more just model changing in existing plants? So what do you see here as the driving force behind this demand growth? Thank you.
First of all, I just don't want to miss to answer the question. So it was as mentioned, in sales, China approximately 10% in order intake. It's also same levels, approximately 10% for the first quarter. But as mentioned, quarter on quarter is maybe not reflecting the approach here. But for the first quarter, it's only China in the range of 10%. On the order intake, clearly it's not only CapEx expansion. It's not only new models. Clearly, some new model at Daimler, where we where the new C-Class is coming. We have clearly CapEx expansion in China from our OEMs, but maybe some of the big customers. BMW has some new additional ones here. And on systems, we have Ford clearly, also BMW, which is on the which is on the one hand new lines, which is you know what, which is new models, new series, and for Ford, it's clearly it's expansion.
Yeah, and I think what we also see, when Till mentions, for example, Ford, we also have a nice business then in the Fiat area with Chrysler. So I think that's something what the analysts in automotive sectors mentioned, that there is some let's call it revamp also in the investments in the North American area, where many plants are quite old now and are really requiring significant increase of automation to keep also then the competitiveness of these customers, or let's say these American OEMs, especially GM, Chrysler.
So what was the part of your business then from North America in Q1?
Well, there is no special split, and we normally provide no split because we don't mention these numbers, but there is no special, I would say, no special area which was very strong in the first quarter. We have an ordinary split in the system sales. Ford, and especially the in America, is Ford was always an important customer, and the revenue split by regions, I would say, there's no major change compared to last year. We have our most important customers. Ford is the one. Chrysler is one in the U.S. And as Till mentioned, also in Europe, we have the same customers, and they are investing also in the same regions. What we see, and I think that's also, I would say, good news, that we're not only currently riding the brick wave. We have a solid business throughout all regions, and the split is, I would say, more or less normalized. Some 30% is in the Americas area, some 40% to 50% is in the classical Europe area, EMEA, and the rest is in Asia, mainly driven by China, I would say. This is the rough split, and that's more or less unchanged.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions in the queue, I would now like to turn the call back over to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, and if you have further questions, don't hesitate to call us. And have a great start in the day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.